Google is often regarded as a very high-tech company, but one of its latest projects relies on a very low-tech piece of equipment. A camel, to be exact, but the company wanted to map a section of the Arabian Desert. So it mounted a street view camera on top of a camel's hump to create panoramic desert views for internet users around the world. An interesting idea, but what will we gain from this? The BBC's Carolyn Quinn put the question to Dr. Lawrence Scott, a cultural historian of the desert, at King's College London.
When we've imagined the desert, going back to the Bible, people have always thought the desert is waiting for a king to arrive to build a path through the desert. And you see it in The Lord of the Rings. And now we have sort of King Google. It doesn't surprise me at all that Google's taking on that role as the path maker.
You say you're not surprised, but what do you make of the use of a camel by one of the most high-tech companies in the world?
The funny thing about guides through the desert, the saying goes that it was always blind guides and it's easy to lose your way. So it's interesting they'd chosen inhuman creature to guide us through. But nevertheless, on the camel's back, we have Google's relentless, perfect vision following it along.
But will it take away some of the mystery then of the desert?
And this is a world, in many ways, thanks to Google, in which it's harder and harder to be lost.
Dr. Lawrence Scott of King's College London speaking to Carolyn Quinn. The Nigerian singer-songwriter and actress Omawumi Mebele came to widespread attention as the runner-up in 2007 on the reality TV show West Africa Idols. She's since gone on to win many awards in Nigeria and has released two albums. News reporting around the world is changing rapidly as the technology involved is developing at a dramatic rate. Things like social media and smartphones have changed the rules of the game. In the US, our correspondent has been looking at where the future may lie and how we could soon be not just reading, watching and listening to the news, but actually experiencing it as well.
The sound of newspaper presses, still running today, but what's the next generation of news going to be?
Right now we're in the Media Center, which is a state-of-the-art multi-platform media production hub for students.
What are you teaching your students about how things are going to change?
Well, one thing that has obviously changed is just the way that in which people consume news. That's been driven by a proliferation of new devices, which have opened up new opportunities for finding audiences.